welcome to the podcast for Standard 3. I got to say, this is probably one of my favorites of all the standards, and let's dive right into it, okay? In-task standard number 3 says, the teacher works with others to create environments that support individual and collaborative learning and that encourage positive social interaction, active engagement in learning, and self-motivation. You'll recall that Standard 1 introduced the idea that there are patterns of development that we can see in a given age group, but Standard 2 reminded us that each child is a unique individual with his or her own strengths, weaknesses, gifts, and needs. Standard 3 builds on these first two by encouraging us to consider how we will create a learning environment that takes into account both students' developmental characteristics as well as their individual needs. Today's teachers regularly partner with other professional educators to create a positive learning environment for all students. This can take on the form of both collaboration and consultation. Collaboration involves teachers and paraeducators working together to accomplish goals more successfully than they could have on their own. Paraeducators often work in the classroom right alongside the teacher, working with individuals or small groups of students to support them in meeting the instructional goals that the teachers have determined. Consultation involves a variety of educators all bringing their individual expertise together to share insights into a particular situation. Special education teachers, school counselors, social workers, behavior support specialists, and many others may be called upon to consult with classroom teachers to support students in learning. Because different kids have different needs, teachers may need to adapt their practices to reach and teach each child. Differentiation involves offering several different learning experiences in response to students' varied needs. Learning activities and materials may be varied by difficulty to challenge students at different readiness levels, or by topic in response to students' interests, or by students' preferred way of learning or expressing themselves. While differentiated instruction is considered a best practice for teaching today, some students will need more support, and this is where teaming with other educators is often essential for student success. For students with identified learning needs, such as learning disabilities, changes to the curriculum might be needed. Accommodations are changes in the way the students demonstrate what they know to address the special needs of students with disabilities in order to level the playing field. Some common accommodations include providing more time, or different scheduling, or a different learning setting, or a different means of presentation or mode of response to learning. Many students with disabilities will find success in learning with these sorts of small changes, but some students may need even more support. And in this case, modifications to the curriculum may be warranted, which involves changing the character of the work assigned to a student with disabilities. This usually involves reducing the learning expectations for that student because he or she is simply not able to meet the same standard as typical students. There is a wide range of supports that educators might use for all learners, regardless of their ability or disability. For any student who's struggling to learn specific content, a specific intervention might be considered. Interventions are targeted, intensive instruction matched to individual needs, and these are provided for students who are not making adequate progress with normal classroom instruction. The framework used by many schools and districts to guide this intervention process is called Response to Intervention, or RTI. RTI involves a process of determining appropriate, research-based support and interventions to supplement the core curriculum to meet the needs of all learners. Some interventions might take the shape of scaffolding, which is a way of providing support to make sure students succeed at complex tasks that they couldn't do on their own, at least not initially. As the students become more skillful, the teacher gives them more responsibility and gradually removes the support when it's no longer needed, just as scaffolding used by construction workers is removed once the building is complete. Ideally, the classroom atmosphere will be one of collaboration between students. Research indicates that a collaborative learning environment results in greater learning for all students when compared to a competitive learning environment, where it can become a dog-eat-dog, every-man-for-himself kind of atmosphere. True collaboration is more than simple group work. Cooperative learning groups involve students being given one or more tasks to complete collaboratively. This teaching strategy combines teamwork with individual and group accountability. Working in small teams with individuals of varying talents, abilities, and backgrounds, the teacher, or sometimes the group, assigns each team member a personal responsibility that's essential for the group's successful completion of the task. Unfortunately, there are times that students will make bad choices or might engage in negative behaviors that can actually interfere with learning. Therefore, all students can benefit from positive behavior support, which is an approach to changing student behaviors that interfere with learning by enacting a set of research-based strategies. These strategies are intended to decrease problem behaviors by teaching the students new skills and making changes in a person's environment. The key idea for Standard 3? We must ensure that all students can learn, and to do so, we should work to create a space that is welcoming, encouraging, challenging, and supportive for all learners.